Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelis.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another wonderful week. And we're going to have a fun time today, Brandon. We've been talking about things that we like within the product lines, from carts to
vaporizers,
and
things we don't like.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one thing that a lot of people have a difficult time when they get into cannabis. They're like, oh, I mean, there's so many brands, so many types of products out there. I just don't know which one I should go with.
And ways to consume.
What exactly? Because you go into a dispensary and it's really not the job of the bud tender. Kind of should be, but it's not, for them to tell you what brand to go with, because then they sound biased. But that's what you want. You want somebody's biased opinion. But you need to look at the good and bad parts of it, right?
Agreed. My rare occasion of going to a bar with some friends. And I was like, you know, I'll go have a whiskey. And walked up to the desk or the bar.
Desk. This is a very...
Right?
This is actually set up as a school.
Shows you how often I go to bars. So I walk up to the bar and I was like, hey, I'll have some Glenfiddich. And the bartender was like, you know, you don't want that. I was like, no, you don't. You want this. And he pulls out this Blackburn Scotch from Scotland. And he pours me a little bit and he's like, try this. And that was the most incredible scotch I've ever had. And if I could go to a dispensary, like you said, it should be the job of the bud tender to go, you're looking at this? You don't want that. Like, you're wanting it for this? No, you want this. Trust me.
Yeah.
Here's why.
Well, why shouldn't they be? I mean, when I went to, I think it was a little outside Sacramento. I was at a wedding. And there was a dispensary that was close to it that Google Maps found for me. And I was like, oh, sweet. And it was a nice dispensary. It wasn't big by any means. It was very small. But just a really good ambiance. And when I went in there and I asked them, I was just like, look, I'm looking for some really good pens. Potent, but not destroy me. And, you know, something that's got a bit of flavor. I'm looking for a sativa, and I'm also looking for a decent indica, not too high. And immediately he had two different types of carts. He's like, these are live rosins. He's like, here's the manufacturer. Here's what I like about them. Here's the taste. Here's kind of a feeling you're going to have pretty soon after you're having that. And he's the one that introduced me to wild edibles. He's like, best edibles. He's like, they taste amazing. You don't even think that you're actually eating like a standard edible. You're like, I don't know what that taste is, but these are just wonderful, and they hit you like a truck. So by far one of the best experiences. And with that, let's kind of go into carts, because carts are by far most widely used product out there.
One of the most discreet ways to consume.
Right. I mean, you can put it in your pocket. You can...
In your purse, in your backpack.
And you can pretty much smoke it anywhere, I would say, because...
As long as you're outside, yeah.
Well, even inside. I mean, you know, unless there's some laws. I mean, I see people all the time. Like, I was at a marketing event. It was a really big marketing event in downtown Salt Lake. And I just walked out into the courtyard, took a couple puffs, and no one's the wiser. Because, one, typically these carts don't have a really long-lasting... scent of cannabis that stays with you.
No, and some don't even smell like cannabis at all.
Right. Some are sweet, candy smelling. Mm-hmm. Other ones have like that one we tried out this morning. That one has a very distinct flavor and smell, but it doesn't smell like cannabis. So when talking about those, I want to talk about one brand that we've used for quite a while. And I want to go into the reasons why each one of us like it and some of the drawbacks from it. So, Bangers. small little white box. Just says Bangers on the side. Tells you strain. Tells the strength of the strain. In, is it OAC or O?
COA.
COA. What the hell is wrong with me? COA. Man, that's probably that strain this morning.
It must have been some good stuff.
COA, right. So the COA. Show COA.
Yeah. But like you said, it's kind packaging.
Yeah, it is kind packaging. Tell me about what is kind about it.
Well, they don't have so much waste. If you've ever gone and bought a ton of carts all at once and you go home and you're throwing away all the waste, you end up with a garbage bag full of the boxes, the plastic, all of the just cool looking packaging that really at the end of the day is just garbage.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, going into packaging, if we've got to tell you to be responsible with your cannabis use, there's a reason why they have child protective locks on some of these cannabis products, because that's the dumbest thing ever. Because I could rip that thing apart with my hands.
Oh, yeah.
And I've done it many times where I'm like, I can't figure this stupid piece of shit out. And it gets really frustrating. But when you're talking about extra waste, like plastic ones are really cool looking, you know, special secret moves. It looks like Chinese cut finger cuffs, and
you have to like pray to it or do these weird magic small yoga animal moves.
Sacrifice.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it pops open. You're like, poof, ah, there's my blue dream.
No, and that's what's so wonderful about their packaging. It's super small. It's barely the size of the product that you're going to be attaching to whatever you're using to vape off of. It's discreet. Now let's talk about the other parts about it. One is the consistency. You get the standard white tip, white bottom, ceramic heating. And that's key. And the reason why I like the ceramic heating over there as opposed to just the standard metal coil is that the flavor is a lot better on these.
Well, and it's much better even for being a distillate. I'm not as big of a fan of distillate carts.
Neither am I.
But for being a distillate experience, these are probably one of the better ones that I've found still.
And I would attribute that to the ceramic. I mean, you can see it too. That's the one thing I love about it, is that there's no trickery on it. I don't need a bunch of like stickers or shit that says, you know, California on it. Always, always, always. You can tell if there's something wrong with your cart. It's always been good.
And I don't ever get in these carts, sometimes the other or the black burnt oil almost coming back up in it, you see. I never get this with these.
Yeah, even if it's upside down in your pocket, and you will get clogs, let's just be honest about it. Most carts are going to get clogs.
But this one's not terrible, though.
Nope, not at all.
The bangers are nowhere near as bad as a lot of the other carts. I know sesh pens, every time I use a sesh pen, they clog like crazy.
I've never used a sesh pen.
You probably have. It's just been a while. We got them out of Denver a while back.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So, I mean, bangers, bar none. Love them. Have. That's the reason why we typically go to that brand.
Yeah. You've had a recent experience with Stizzy. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So Stizzy is a very unique, well, I don't know if you can say unique, but it's very discreet, very small. I would say it's about half of a, if you still find them, you know, those small, like five pieces of sticks of gum, like Big Red or Juicy Fruit, something like that.
Do they make that anymore?
Yeah, they totally do. I haven't seen the small packages, but the really small ones, it's about the size of that, slightly longer than a pack of gum, but about the same width and the same thickness of just maybe four sticks of gum. The cool part is the pod is on top and it's magnetic, like most carts are. Well, not most carts. There are certain batteries that you can buy that have a magnetic end.
But a lot of the pods.
Right. The pods are all magnetic. The really cool thing about Stizzy is that it, no clogs.
Ever. That is nice. Because every other, like, even the KRTs were terrible.
Ugh.
Out of that 1 gram cart, I'd say we'll probably half of that was a waste. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say more than a quarter of that cart was wasted.
Trying to pull through.
Yeah. It's just awful, awful design. But the Stizzy is really cool in that one. Flavor wise, I had a live rosin. I'm trying to remember what it was. Something breath, but it was good. It was really decent. Now, negatives. the battery burns out super quick.
Can you get through a day?
No.
You can't even go all day without having to charge it.
And maybe I just had a shitty battery, but I'll tell you right now, it is not one of my most recommended brands for a unique cart. Why I like Banger so much is that it's standard. I can buy a battery anywhere. I can buy an $8 battery. I can buy a $100 battery. Doesn't matter. I can use it with anything. It screws on just like that. Stizzy.
Those 510 threads? I love that.
Right. It's easy. It's common. Yeah. Why are you making me work so hard for it? And the Stizzy, though, it's $50 for the battery. And it doesn't last long. But it's got this cool magnetic thing. Stizzy is nice, but it is inconvenient at the same time. That's my feeling.
You were saying it always has to be reset because it just...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about... So when I put it in my pocket, I have a friend. He likes to keep it around his neck. Cool.
On like a lanyard, right?
Yeah, and he tucks it underneath his shirt. It can be in my pocket. Hell, it can even be in my sock drawer where I typically put my cards throughout the day. That's just weird, one. But I got to charge it all the time. And like you were saying, I had to pick it up and reseat it every single time I wanted to take a pull off of it. Because I'd take a pull off of it and the bottom would light up, which was cool to let me know that there is power. But it wasn't connected for some reason or another. So I had to pick it up, drop it in there. Very small inconvenience. But again, taking my Banger, screw it on. As long as I have power in my battery, it will work.
Yeah, it's really simple. But it's that 510 thread thing. It's just, it's totally different than having a all-in-one system or the pods ones. Any of the pods, I had one from Denver years ago. It was a refillable pod system.
Mm.
That one was, battery would die, would not last me all day, and it would clog all the time. I would lose about half the product in there every single time I used it.
Yeah, it sounds just like the KRTs that we had.
Yeah. Oh, man, those were a horrible experience. I love the design. Like, very simple.
Yeah, it looks like a miniature fire stick.
Yeah, or a USB.
It looked like a USB drive.
Yeah, really small, just clogged. Even we left it standing upright all the time because it clogged. And even so sitting up, yeah, you're like, okay, it's inside, it's not hot.
It's not even gravity. I think what it is it's probably the battery that is set inside of that with the coils. And the coils remain hot for a while after. Which is really strange, and that's to the metal ones. Like, these ceramics are awesome because it cools off almost as quickly as it heats up.
Yeah, they're pretty quick. Yeah. You do enjoy that. Other carts, though, a lot of them, you know what I miss? There have been a handful of carts that we've seen that have the vents on the very bottom.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that in a while.
I haven't either, but every time I do... Those ones actually are able to use all of the product in the pen.
Yep.
Which I thoroughly enjoy because I hate using a pen and getting to the bottom or the bottom and there's a bunch of product left, but I can't get it out of the cart. And it's like, well, all right, check in that one.
Yeah.
On to the next.
You know, again, I'm going to just go back there. Big, awesome slap on the back or thumbs up or maybe one of the hang loose signs to Bangers. Every single time I can use all the product, don't have very many clogs, flavor profile is really nice, and I typically get the same experience. I know the kind of experience I'm going to have, and that goes to even the thickness of oil that's in this one. If you've noticed that there's certain types of, I mean, look, I've got this cart in front of me and I'm tipping it and it's moving, that's fine. But I've had carts where that stuff is sloshing in there like it's olive oil. It's just moving. It's really thin. And that's something else to look at the carts is tip them. See if you could be able to see inside of there. If the bubbles move a little slow, that's awesome. If it doesn't move at all, that's usually indicative of like a lot of vitamin E used. That's what those black market carts were being
No, they were crazy moving because they were. Oh, yeah, that's vitamin right. E is super like thin, liquidy. Yeah.
Yeah, the bubbles just flow.
You like tip it upside down. You're like, oh, watch the bubble go. Tip it the other way. It goes right back.
From carts, kind of want to move into our flour.
My least favorite way to consume ever is a spliff.
What's a spliff?
A spliff is like those, they buy those cigarillos. Little tiny rolled cigars, they cut them out and they take out half of the tobacco and then they fill the other half with cannabis, and then you end up with just a really gross feeling, mostly because I don't enjoy the feeling of nicotine at all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people like that, that's cool.
Yeah, everyone's got their cup of tea or tobacco, but
I've had some really good blunts back in the day. I don't know. I used to enjoy that nicotine feel, but the only thing I would say is now with vape, way better way to consume nicotine. Not my favorite. I don't like the feeling of nicotine. I don't like the anxiousness I get from it. It's completely different from like a cannabis sativa feel of always having that like, that's how I feel on it. So not a big fan. That's just my personal opinion. Joints are always nice.
Yeah, nicotine, really, I don't enjoy that experience. Even blunts, I get it. Like, I've enjoyed some blunts in my time, but at the same time, but I've thoroughly enjoyed, like, the King palm leaf wrap blunts. Those are nice. Or even hemp roll, raw.
Yeah, I don't mind a joint every once in a while, regardless of whatever it's rolled in, other than, like, a cigar. You know, a Swisher Sweet, if you want to get really, you know, if that's your jam, cool, not mine.
I still feel like I waste so much more flour when I smoke a joint. Because it's just sitting there. Look at all that cannabis. Man, I could be smoking that. So I do. I don't do joints like I used to.
No, you don't. I remember you used to roll quite a bit. And I don't ever, really, unless... You know, maybe it's socially. Somebody's like, hey, I've got one of these. And I'm like, oh, going back in the day. But that's perfect going from what we just talked about there. Because I want to talk about vaporizers, handheld vaporizers, real cool ones you can have at home.
Desktop vaporizers.
Yeah, desktop vaporizers, wanting using extracts or flower. But I want to go into the flower vaporizers. We got a while back, we had a amazing company that sent us out a product to try out. And I got to say, it's my go-to. It's probably by far my first go-to. I used to really like carts. I don't like carts as much anymore.
I feel like the cart experience doesn't give you the full flower experience. Mm-mm. And so even since you got back into that and really figured out the packs, I have... really picked mine up as well, and I've been using that thing like crazy.
Yeah.
I use less flour. I still have the same experience for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part.
And, like, I actually turned all of my decarbed flour at the end into just a tincture the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See, that's what's great about the packs and some of the things that you just mentioned. I went through because one of the problems that I had with the packs at first was I felt like I had to pack that bowl like tight.
Yeah.
I want to get as much flour in there as I can. And I didn't get a great experience. I would say I would get around, I don't know. I what we do now, it would be like using a quarter of a bowl now and less. So that's the thing. It's not filling it to the brim where you got it. Because you've got on the packs three, you have three different attachments over there. One for extracts, one for a bigger bowl, and one for a smaller bowl. And I use the smaller one. And that lasts a good 20, 25 minutes. We had that one time where we were venturing somewhere. And we used it for, how long did we use it for? 30 minutes? 40 minutes?
Maybe.
Probably about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And we smoked on that the whole thing. Like, we kept passing it back and forth, and we were very good.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. So,
But it's been awesome, right? So it's a light pack. So we get these little Zip Fizz pods you get like at Costco or anything like that. And I used to drink them, but I haven't had caffeine for a really long time. So I have a shitload of these. And so I just dumped them out. And I was thinking, wow, wouldn't it be great to just put some ground flour in there? So that's what I did. And it seals nice. I mean, it's a tight seal.
Yeah, they're like smell proof.
Yeah, you can't smell anything. And I use that to fill up my packs. It's perfect. Pop the top and I just tap it and the right amount falls in there, and then when you put it on there, you start it up. Now it will go green, it'll vibrate and go green when it lets you know, hey, you know, it's all ready to go. If you have an Android phone, it will link up with it. If you have an Apple, well, Apple hates cannabis, so whatever.
Which is weird, because I'm pretty sure Steve Jobs was into like psychedelics and admitted to using cannabis, so what the hell, Apple? No,
it's a Tim Cookism.
Get with the game.
It's a Cookism.
But it's been a great piece. The DaVinci, neither of us have used.
I have a friend who's used the DaVinci.
I've heard good things about it.
I've heard bad things.
Really?
So hit me with the good. Well, wait a minute. Before we go into that one, on the PAX one, before I say that, even when it gets green, you want to wait about 30 seconds to another minute before you start consuming. And you can make a small amount of cannabis go a very long way with the packs. But the DaVinci, tell me what good things you've heard about it.
I've just watched video comparisons, and people were saying that the convection, or like the oven, is a more even baking than the packs, that like the battery life was longer. I think that's really it.
I've heard that, and this is coming from somebody that uses this daily.
Yeah.
He can't, the bowls are so tiny that he has to go through two bowls in one session. Unlike the packs has a larger area, but I think the reason why it's so much better, and this is just a personal opinion, I haven't tried it as a DaVinci, I need to, but what I like about the packs beyond that one is that there's a lot more airflow, and the DaVinci, for the price it's at, honestly, I would spend a little bit more and get a PAX, because the PAX is going to be a little bit more than the DaVinci, but the DaVinci, just on battery use, he says it's decent, but the bowl is so tiny, and there's just one bowl. It's not like the PAX 3 where I have options to be able to change it up. How much flour do I want? Because I've done the full pack, the full thing on the PAX. That's more of a community thing. That's, I'm camping and I'm passing this around to like five friends. I guarantee we get everybody there pretty baked off of a big bowl in the packs. But the DaVinci is very small. I've seen it. I'm not impressed. And it's a bitch to clean. That's what he said. He hates cleaning it.
Yeah, the packs is pretty simple. I do enjoy that part. That aspect is pretty nice.
I know we're like nut hugging on packs here, but they make a pretty damn good product for a small vaporizer.
Oh, it's like super handy. I'd say it's like the roll of a lifesaver size. Like,
yeah, just slightly bigger.
Yeah.
But I mean, and if you're in the wintertime and you're smoking outside because you're not a savage smoking in your house, I would say that it gets really nice and warm, but not too hot.
Yeah, it is nice. You can hold it in there and keep your hands toasty.
Yeah,
perfect for winter time.
So we talked about that with the DaVinci. Now, I want to go into one that has been asked of us several times. I have never used it, and then that's a caution. I have never used it personally, but after being able to hold it at a cannabis conference, I was really turned off by the Mighty Plus.
Oh, it is massive. Yeah. Then the stand that they say, the little fins that pop out, super tiny, look like they'd probably snap right off.
Late.
But for someone who likes to be portable with their cannabis, how am I supposed to put that in my pocket when I don't wear JNCO jeans?
Well, it looks like the size of like an old external hard drive. It's probably about the same thickness of a standard external hard drive these days.
Like, you would need one of those weird hipster fanny packs in order to just carry this shit around.
Yeah. It doesn't hold a charge, right? It actually has to plug into the wall for it to work.
That would be really bad. But I did see the Crafty Plus. or the Crafty is actually a decent size, though.
I haven't heard of the Crafty.
So it's made by Storz & Bickel as well. Mm. And for those who aren't familiar, Storz & Bickel makes the Mighty Plus, the Crafty, and the Volcano.
Storz & Bickel sounds like the Abercrombie and Fitch
of cannabis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they are a little bit overpriced, I feel.
Yeah, so, I agree.
I've used the Volcano, and it's a great piece. I wouldn't say it's like $600-$700 worth of a great piece.
No, I mean, it's good, but what you're getting...
It's cool. There's another desktop vaporizer that is... really cool as well. It's just a little bit different than the Volcano. So it has more of the whip, which is just the like a hose that you pull on, and so it just blows out the vapor, and you just kind of like inhale the vapor that it blows out. That one is like, hang on, I'm pulling it up right now. So that one's actually called the Titanium vaporizer, and they're about $300. So the original Volcano, like the OG one, is still $479, like $500.
Whoa.
Yeah. The new one that's the hybrid that you can do extracts and flower with is about $700. So the Titanium vaporizer, I don't know if it does extracts and flower, but it does do flower. It doesn't have the bag, but it wouldn't be hard to look online and find a bag that would attach to the hose if you really wanted that bag style to pass around. Aside from that, this has actually got crazy good reviews, really cool looking like wood piece. And supposedly the flavor profiles on it are really good, because that is the one thing I will give the Volcano, is it's probably the best flavor I've had on a desktop vaporizer.
So out of Storz & Bickel, you'd say that was by far one of the best. I think the price is completely outrageous.
It feels like it, yeah.
Think about today and what's going on in the world. That's pretty hard to decide. I'm going to spend that much money on consuming it through that. I just don't think that it offers enough for the price that it's asking for.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Honestly, if I was going to do that, I'd probably get like the Titanium vaporizer and the Dr. Dabber switch.
Well, you're going ahead too quickly.
I know.
We gotta go back. So let's back it up to what we were originally. So the Mighty Plus, the size is huge. From what we saw, the bowl is tiny.
Yeah, it doesn't
seem like it's really big. It's got a mesh screen in there. The bowl is the mesh screen, which I get for airflow, but at the same time, that looks like a pain in the ass to clean.
Yeah, I guess we'd have to tear one apart and see how easy it is to clean. But if you guys have, tell us. Throw it in the notes. Send us an email.
4 inches across and about 5 inches, 6 inches tall. And it's probably about an inch thick.
It's a beast. Yeah.
It is. Now, a cool part about it that's what's stated is you can be able to lower the temperature, increase the temperature. That would be for your more snobbish users of cannabis. And if you are a snob, that's totally fine. We're snobs. But that just seems like a bit much. The biggest turnoff for me is that I can't set it down. I have to put it on its side. Doesn't matter, but you can also do extracts in there. And I don't think that would be very good. I think that thing would get dirty as hell just setting it down if I was using wax.
Yeah, I feel like it would get super dirty too. I would feel like you couldn't use the same mesh thing though.
No.
You would have to have like a ceramic bowl or something different.
What's the price on that?
On the Mighty Plus?
Mm-hmm.
Oof, I want to say that it is...
I think it's like close to $400.
I think it is $400, but we're going to pull it up right
for
now.
For something.
Oh, $399. So yep. It is $400 for that. Yep. I mean, don't get me wrong. Storz & Bickel makes some good products. But I've not tested this one, and just from the size alone,
big turnoff.
Yeah, I'm not gonna use it just as a desktop vaporizer. For $400, I'd get a different one.
Yeah,
and it's not portable for me, so yeah.
I don't like complexity with my portable vaporizer. I don't need all of that other randomness. What I really enjoyed about the packs, it's easy to turn on. It's easy to turn off. It has a great kind of like a neutral mode, if you've noticed.
Yeah, it goes into resting mode when right. you're not using it.
I don't need to set it that way. Now, the Mighty Plus may be able to do that, but I don't need to bring my temperature up to 500 degrees to be able to get the last bit of THC out of it. Maybe if I was on a super tight budget, but then again, if I was on a tight budget, what the hell am I buying a $400 handheld quote unquote vaporizer?
Yeah, if you're going to do that and really need it, you could even look at like an Airizer XQ2 vaporizer. Those are under $200. You can still control your temperature range all the way from like 190 up to 500 something.
Yeah.
So, and that one has the ability to do bags and the little hose. So it's not quite as effective or efficient as a Volcano. But if you're going to go with desktop and trying to stay really cheap, there's always that one. But honestly, if you could, the titanium looks so cool. It's just like a clean wood, classy look. Like it's something you could leave on your desk.
Cool. Yeah. I haven't seen the titanium. I like the idea. I like the concept.
It's the box in the middle.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
It looks like if you've ever seen Hellraiser, they open up Pandora's box, right? Not the metaphorical one. When you open it, it brings out Pinhead and all these people from hell, and they just torture you. That's what it looks like.
It's like, but instead, you'll get a little elevated.
Yeah, instead of elevated, you open a portal to hell, and you bring in all these demonic people. But that's cool. You'll kill them. It's all good.
Right?
I played Doom.
Volcanoes, stores in Bickle, their hybrid one, if you really want to get into using extracts and your flower as well, you have to go up to $700 plus with stores in Bickle in order to get one of those.
Mm. Yeah, I'm...
But at that point, I feel like you might as well get two individually specialized pieces.
Right, and that's a great... Well, again, moving from there over to now extracts, right? Dabbing. I don't dab as much, but I know you're real a frequenter of dab. Dab is probably one of your most preferred ways to be able to consume cannabis based upon potency and setup. It's pretty fast.
It is, yeah, at least with the setup I currently have.
So you had used one before. It was a really good one, the Puffco.
Yeah, the Puffco Peak Pro is a fantastic little piece. I love how small it is.
I like the colors in it. It just looks cool.
Yeah.
A little science experiment.
Right? Changes colors as it lights up. Yeah. Goes through the process.
How much are one of those?
I think it was like $379, $400.
Okay, and... Tell me why, on the side of trying to think about why would I justify to be able to spend that much on something like this? Mm-hmm. What are the positives that I'm going to be able to see in using a Puffco?
Yeah, so a couple steps back before that, I used to dab out of a normal dab rig. You got right. the old little glass thing, looks kind of like a bong or
look like a crackhead pipe. Yeah, yeah.
Right? And you get out your blowtorch and you're heating it up, so of course you look like a crackhead. And
yeah, but you were scientific as hell with it. Like you would use Alexa.
Oh yeah, I just had a timer because I'm like, I know that I want these flavor. Like it'll not burn. It'll be a better flavor at this long after it. So I'd always heat it up, let it cool down to a certain point, then do my dab, because I learned over time.
That glass was like red hot.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. But I learned, and going from that to a temperature controlled piece is fantastic because you can get the terpenes you want. I mean, obviously the terpenes from your concentrates, but you can actually get a better flavor from your terpenes because you're not right. burning them. You don't waste as much going through that. And the Puffco is just a much better way to use my cannabis or my dab than just going through a normal dab rig.
Okay. So,
but downside is I would say cleaning it was kind of a pain in the ass. For some reason, they run it like the actual airflow through the base. just because of the build, the design. The downside of that is you actually get concentrate buildup all through that bottom part of your piece.
Is it? I mean, most of these things have been built to be taken apart, but even taking it apart, it's really in the nooks and crannies in there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in the nooks and crannies that are the pain to clean out in that one. It's not horrible. It's still a good handy piece, and I think it's better than using a dab rig.
Okay, so it's a step up from a dab rig. Now, you graduated from that one, right? So Puffco, was Puffco Peak,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Puffco Peak Pro.
Puffco Peak Pro, right? There you go. Peter packed a pickle.
Peppers, yep. Right there.
But you went from that to the Dr. Dabber Switch.
I did, yeah.
And what's the price difference between each one of those?
So they're actually about the same price. They're okay. Both $400.
Cool. So, but you're really excited about it. Tell me why.
Well, the Dr. Dabber Switch is able to do both flower and concentrate.
So where... you can't do that with the Puffco Peak?
No, that one's just for concentrates. Mm. Now, I will say that the flavor profile of using flower in the Dr. Dabber Switch has not been quite as enjoyable as like the Volcano or even the Airizer Pro 2 that I used before.
You say it was on par with like the PAX?
I'm still not sure. I haven't used it enough with my flower.
But you've used it a lot with extracts.
Yes.
So why is it so cool for extracts?
Well, it's so cool in general because it's self-cleaning. As in, your bowl that's in there, you can heat up to a point that it burns off every excess thing in the bowl.
Wow.
And then below the bowl, when you take off the glass attachment on top, which just filters all your product through there in the water, cools it down, makes it really nice. But below that, the actual heating element where Puffco it clogs and runs everything through, it's just a all-in-one like ceramic glass piece.
Wow. So
I can heat it up and then just the concentrates that maybe run over and fill that little reservoir are super easy. I just take a Q-tip, wipe up that heated residue, and it cleans it right out.
Yeah. And sounds then, super easy.
And then just using my normal orange stuff from Lowe's to clean out my little glass piece, and it's done.
So convenience, it's pretty good. Size-wise, comparatively speaking, between that.
Oh, it's like 2 to 3 times bigger than the Puffco Plus.
Right.
But the battery lasts all day, more than all day. I can use it for a couple days. And the best part, I can plug it in and use it at the same time.
Wow.
So if I'm working, having it sit on my desk, I can have it charging and continue to use it. And it's great desktop piece. It's pretty big, but, you know, it's
not gargantuan, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good size piece, but it has more water to run it through too. So the Puffco water base that it runs through, super tiny, or maybe like an eighth of an inch of water, I feel like. Maybe like a quarter of an inch of water. It's not a ton. And this one has maybe like an inch and a half of water that it runs through. Overall, the Dr. Dabber Switch, like that's what I was saying earlier, is instead of a Volcano, I probably would get even just that titanium cool-looking wood one.
Yeah, Pandora's Box.
Yeah, and either a Puffco or a Dr. Dabber Switch.
Mm.
Because that would be a much better experience. I think both are crafted specifically more for like an individual product, and you're going to provide a better experience. And yes, Volcano's been the one that's been around the longest, but that doesn't really mean it's the best.
Yeah. No, and I mean, I've already said enough about PAX 3. You guys all know I like that. On the carts, again, bangers. Love them. If you guys have a cart that you really love, let us know. I don't mean to shit all over you, but the KRT, your disposable pods, they're trash.
Yeah, I was definitely disappointed in that.
Hated that. 1 to 10, if I would ever use it again. 10 being I'll use it every day. one Baden. I wouldn't even give it to a friend. I would rate it a one.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend this to any friends.
I wouldn't even give it away to them. Mm-mm. Be like, oh, hey, you want to be frustrated today?
Yeah, right.
Take that, bro.
Right. Hey, I know you think this is going to calm you down, but this is actually just designed to piss you off.
Right.
With that, hopefully you found some new pieces or pieces to stay away from.
Yeah.
Go give us a like. Give us a review down below.
Yeah. Check out our Patreon.
Tune in next week.
Take care, everybody.